Hi everyone, we're back with season 36 of The Amazing Race and our recap coverage of it. I'm Adam.
And I'm Evie.
And this is The Tar Pit. Unfortunately, Emma had a scheduling conflict with her volleyball team, and so she is doing that. So Evie and I are recapping the episode one of season 36.
Yeah.
We're so excited that it's back. We are fresh off all of our Meet the Team interviews that we got to do, and that was really exciting. So let's start out. Where did they start, Evie? Do you remember?
They start in Mexico on a beach. Do you remember what the beach was called?
In the town of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And they start there. And it looks like we have a pretty exciting and eclectic group of people.
Yeah.
And one of the first events that happened was a little accident.
So when they were running out to like go get to the cars and stuff, Chris fell because the grass was slippery and he was just running and he slipped on the grass.
Poor guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thankfully he wasn't that hurt.
Yeah.
But they all were off in Puerto Vallarta at the beach and they had to go to this place where they have these flying acrobats. And I've seen them on TV before. It's like a pole and there's usually like four guys and they're spinning. It's almost just like a top almost the way they're spinning. And they have these ropes and they kind of descend down on these ropes as it's spinning. So almost like the swing rides at like a carnival or an amusement park. So they're just swinging and they are slowly going down, but they're doing it from like their feet or their ankles.
And Ricky and Caesar got the first clue.
They did. They got there first. So they're already off to a good start.
Yep.
And we have other teams then following. And Mary and Chris, though, have a hard time getting to that stop.
Yeah.
For their clue. And also we see that Rohan and Maya are having a hard time getting to that spot also.
And they also got to the first clue, like halfway into the race, like halfway where everybody else was like at the roadblock.
Yeah, they were struggling with directions for sure. I think part of it was that they just did not have their map.
Yeah.
With them, and they were not able to stop to get one or didn't. But they also, and halfway through the show, we see when they're driving,
they come to this alley.
Yeah, they get sandwiched in this alley.
And they can't turn around, like they can't back up because there are other cars like squishing it in. So they had to full on figure out how to shift and like turn around.
Yeah, and they were doing it inch by inch. So they would do a little back up, forward, and you turn the wheels. Oh, it was just painful watching because you know time is ticking as they're doing this.
Yeah.
And it is really putting them behind. And you'll see that throughout the episode too. Throughout the episode, you see all the other teams going to the first stop for the first challenge where the acrobats are. And then that sends them on to a detour.
Mm-hmm.
And the detour challenge was pin them down or pick them up.
And when Shalisa and Derek were on the way to pick them up, Shalisa's bag opened and things just came out.
Yeah, they had very full backpacks.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they had read the memo on trying to carry a very light backpack or only one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
When we were doing the meet and greets interviews, we had heard from a lot of teams that they were trying to carry a very light backpack or some teams even were just doing one between the two.
Like,
I can't imagine doing that. And so they had a very full backpack and the zipper busted open and her crossword puzzle books were falling on the ground, which I'm sure were there to help them practice doing puzzles and keep in the zone of puzzles and solving things and that kind of stuff.
But then they just decided to like ditch them because their backpacks were so full.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. It's just extra weight and things that they don't need.
Yeah.
So they had pin them down or pick them up. And pin them down, can you describe what that one was like?
Pin them down was a bunch of different wrestlers coming out and wrestling each other. Then they were all on the mat at the same time. So there were like a ton of different strategies. And people were just kind of doing it how they wanted to do it. But mostly everybody was focusing on the masks.
The other detour option was pick them up, and that was a bunch of large rocking horses.
They weren't just little tiny ones. They were big.
Yeah, they were big, and they had two wheels on them that you had to drag down the hill.
But there were cobblestone
cobblestone roads. Streets, right? And you had to take them to this children's park, but it was quite a distance that you had to take them.
I say it was like 2 miles.
Well, I don't know how long it was, but it was long. And then they had to take them to this park, like we said. And one of the interesting things, though, when they had to choose, when they got the clue at the acrobatic area, Ricky and Cesar knew what those rocking horses were because they had just been to Puerto Vallarta not too long ago and they had seen them.
And they didn't want to do it because the rocking horses were so big.
They knew how big they were, and they figured that they had to carry them. And so they went to pin them down because of that. So they had a little bit of a nice edge because they had been there before.
They chose memory over physical.
Yeah, so pin them down was definitely a memory challenge, and pick them up was a physical challenge. So during the challenges...
But then also when you got to pick them up, when you got there, you had to... take off the wheels.
When they were delivered at the children's park, you had to unscrew the wheels or take a wrench and unscrew them off. And so that also took time. And it was a little tricky for some people to try to get it off. So during Pin 'em Down, though, the people who chose Pin 'em Down were Ricky and Cesar, Rod and Leticia, Kishori and Karishma, Shane and Juan, Mary and Chris, and Maya and Rohan.
Well,
and Mary and Chris chose it mainly because they actually went to pick them up. But they were out of rocking horses. There were no more, so they had to go to the other option.
Yeah, and then when they were on the way, Shane and Juan were also going to pick them up, but then they redirected them because pick them up, all the horses were gone.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
And then the people that chose pick them up were Anthony and Bailey, Amber and Vinny, Danny and Angela, Derek and Shalisa, Michelle and Sean, and Busy and Sunny, and Yvonne and Melissa. And like we said before, that was a very physical challenge. Busy and Sunny were the last to get the horses. And Mary and Chris had to go to pin them down, like we said. Vincent was very supportive of Amber when they were doing that. Like the words that he was using and stuff. I thought that was interesting. Kind of cool. So he was very encouraging of his partner. Yvonne and Melissa just got down to business. They knew what they had to do. And they took them to the park. They're a pretty straightforward team.
And I think that all the teams are very encouraging of each other.
Yeah, they are.
I noticed that on the first episode.
Yeah, they are. I think maybe the only time was maybe...
when Shalisa, they're stressed.
Shalisa and Derek in the car were getting a little bit snippy with each other when they were first going to the acrobats for the clue earlier in the episode.
But
it wasn't bad. They just got a little snippy and a little stressed out.
Yeah. So like, I think it's mostly based on stress because when you're actually in it, it's really stressful for people.
That's true. So they did that. So once the teams were done with either pin them down or pick them up, they were able to go to a radio and there was a roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the team members had to do it. So how would you describe the rodeo roadblock?
When you think of a rodeo, it's mostly like horses, but this was jumping through a rope. So teams had to, there were these cowboys and like they were spinning a rope. They jumped through it. Then they made the person that did it jump through it. And they were like really big, but like some teams, like it was hard for them to like get like really small into that rope because some people are like really tall, but also it was easy for some teams, but you had to go through 7 times. And if you messed up, then you had to start all over. For Karishma, she forgot the handkerchief that you had to wear. You had to wear a hat and a handkerchief, but she forgot it. So she had to do it all over.
That's right. Yep. So they had these cowboys there and they were swinging or twirling these lassos and they were huge lassos, like you said. And everyone had to jump through them in a series of them.
But some people were like really tall, but some people it was easier because they were shorter. But also like you have to like pick up your feet so much. So your feet would get really stuck in the rope.
Yeah. And for the roadblock, the first team to get there was Rod and Leticia.
Yep.
And they were also the first team to finish it. So at this point in the episode, they're really... busting out and they are ahead of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are there at first to finish. Ricky and Cesar finished it in their second try, which was pretty good. Derek showed up and he did it in his first try. So they weren't the first or second team to arrive. They were in the middle of the pack, but he was really quick at learning it and being able to do it. He went through on his first try. And then Karishma and Kishori, they were so hopeful.
Yeah.
And Karishma went to college in Texas. And so I think she had a concept of what rodeos are and lassoing and all that stuff.
And when they were picking the person, she looked at the camera and she's like, I'm from Texas.
Yeah. And it was funny. They were very confident. However, she did struggle a little bit. And then when she got all of them done, she had to redo it because of her handkerchief.
And then also it took her like 11 tries for the first one. And then like she got it pretty quickly since she had to do it with the handkerchief.
And Shane and Juan were also sort of, I would say, just behind the middle of the pack. So they were maybe in the lower four or three.
Yeah.
But by the time they got there, Shane did really well. He went through it really quickly and caught them up. And so did Rohan, actually. Even though their car debacle really set them back, when he got there to the rodeo, he did it quickly.
He got it on the first try.
Yeah, it just wasn't enough, I don't think, to get them over some of the other teams because one of the other teams was almost finishing. And then, of course, they had another setback with directions.
Yeah, but when he did it so quickly, my mom was like, phew. I was really like, how did he do that? Because, like, other teams struggled so much.
Right. I thought they were going to pull out ahead. I thought they were going to buy themselves enough time where they weren't going to be the last team to arrive. I didn't expect that. So I thought because he did it so quickly, maybe they'd jump ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after the rodeo, they go to the pit stop. They go to the pit stop for the episode. And the pit stop is right on the beach. It was beautiful. And the teams get there, like we said. Rob and Leticia were the first to finish the roadblock. So they get to the pit stop first. And then the order of rankings were...
So, Rod and Leticia, like you said, got first place. So, Ricky and Cesar got second. Derek and Shalisa got third. Juan and Shane got fourth. Michelle and Sean got fifth. Yvonne and Melissa got sixth. Angie and Danny got seventh. Anthony and Bailey got eighth. Sunny and Busy got ninth. Kishori and Kisharma got 10th. Chris and Mary got 11th. Amber and Vinny got 12th. And sadly, Maya and Roja were eliminated. So sad face emoji. But there was a little twist. But I don't realize, like, why, like, I don't know why they eliminated Maya and Rohan when it was a mega leg.
Right. So the twist was, this is the first time, at least that I know of, maybe it's happened before, but in a long time anyways, where the first leg was a mega leg. So they technically keep going. However, they did have a pit stop and the clue did say the last team to the mat
will be eliminated.
Right. But they all get there. All the top 12 teams anyways get there and they're told they're still racing. So they have to go to the next stop, the next place, the next clue.
But nobody else.
Rohan and Maya were eliminated for the race. So that was the first episode of season 36. It was pretty. We still have yet to see their personalities showing through and to really get to know the teams and know them under the situations and what who's good at what and what all the different dynamics and who's going to form like friendships or alliances.
Yeah.
Are there any villains that will pop up this season? We still have yet to see all of that stuff. So it was a pretty sort of nuts and bolts kind of episode, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it was just the basics. Let's get the season started. Here are the teams. Here are some obstacles. And I think all the other stuff in the later episodes will surface.
Yeah.
All personalities, the relationships, all that stuff will start to surface more. All right. Well, we had the chance to talk to Maya and Rohan about their experience. And here's our interview.
Here it is. Bye.